FM 90.3 WJTL with Lauren Daigle and Look Up Child. It's 12:49. The Hits Deep Tour makes a stop at the Giant Center in Hershey March 3rd. Yesterday, we spoke with Toby Mac about the tour, and today we have the opportunity to speak with another artist on the tour, namely Jeremy Camp. Tonight, Jeremy, it's a big night for you. The tour opening in Louisiana. What are some of your emotions that you have on the opening day before going on stage?
I love it. First of all, it's definitely, I haven't played for about 2 months. We took some time off. And so it's that, like, getting back in the swing of things and going, okay, I know how to do this. I've done it for, 18 years. But I think it's good. I think it's a good good nervousness. I don't get, nervous, but it's a good nervousness. I don't want to just, half-heartedly go up there. I'm a whole 100% wholehearted person. And so I'm excited just to kind of share kind of the freshness of what God's done, the past, few months, and just, I'm excited being in front of people again and share those things and to worship the Lord. And it's just, it's exciting.
Give us a little bit of behind the scenes look, if you would. What are some things that you need to do as an artist to prepare for a tour like this?
Some of the practical ways is, as a band, we get together, we'll run through the songs, run through the sets, make sure that, you're working on lighting things and content and, the band and what they're doing. And so it's a lot of practical aspects that for sure go into this for, a while. But, honestly, as a group, I'm really excited to get back into every night we have these prayer times together. Mm-hmm. And it's not just like, let's just pray for the show. We actually have a prayer time, a prayer meeting together as a group. And, everybody prays and everybody lifts up the night. And so I'm excited about the preparation, for our hearts. And I think that, we have a time off and we just really trying to dig in and refill and refuel. That preparation is the key. That's the most important. So the practical aspect that you need to do, but the spiritual aspect of refilling and preparing, that's exactly the key. Right. So I'm excited that I feel like both are kind of firing all cylinders right now.
Yeah, can't neglect the prayerful aspect of preparation. We know that the Hits Deep Tour is on your schedule this spring. What about other plans for the year? Any new albums or single releases in the near future that you're aware of?
Yeah, so we're I'm going to be pretty light the rest of the year because we're going to have a pretty big year next year, and I can't really share exactly what yet for a couple more weeks. So hopefully soon I can share. You'll see. We're having an announcement, but really good stuff. But I am doing an album that will come out this fall, and so the single will come out, I'm guessing, May, June, something to that extent. And so really excited. I'm telling you, this. All I know is I don't know what happened, but God just started downloading some songs. And I wasn't even, thinking about, okay, I got to write a new record at all. I was just more like songs just started coming out. And I think just taking time off too and really preparing my heart, it's just you when you're silent, when you're still, you start hearing things that God's teaching you. And so it's really, really exciting.
Yeah. So, well, this is really interesting. So next year will be a big year, and it sounds like you really want to tell us, but you can't, right?
I just can't. I can't yet because we're going to do a big press release. So
that's great. Well, whenever that announcement is made, we're looking forward to hearing about it. I was at your website recently. I saw there's a link to learn about Speaking Louder Ministries. Is that part of the music that you do, or is that another dimension of your ministry outreach?
It's another dimension of ministry outreach, and I'll give you just a brief synopsis. So, our kind of threefold plan is we want to encourage the body of believers when we go to different countries. So what it is, it's like third world countries or countries that don't have outreaches or aren't able to, or it's difficult to have them. And so we help provide a way to do these outreaches. But when we go in, we have a guy, the director of the ministry goes into the country, let's say we did Uganda recently. And so he'll go in, prep the area, make sure he meets with churches, gets everybody involved. And we set up this event. The event is an evangelistic event, and we had 35,000 people show up at the event in Uganda, and 1,000 people responded to the gospel. But what we've done is we've already set up the network of people to disciple those who come forward. And so we have a encouragement time for the body. So we'll have a seminar, a whole day seminar of worship and teaching for whoever, any leader that's in the area. And we had probably 300 leaders in Uganda in the area during the seminar, which is great. It's preparing them for, encouraging them, preparing them for the show. Then we do these helps projects as well, where we built a medical facility in Uganda, in Tebe, a self-sustaining medical facility. And so that was insane. It's just getting done. I'm going to say in the next month, which is amazing. They're opening up this clinic. So we're able to fund that. And then, of course, do the outreach. So really it's a threefold thing: encourage the body, helps ministry, and then evangelism. And so it's been amazing. We've been to India. We've been to Kyrgyzstan. We've been to Ukraine. We have a couple of the countries right now we're praying about. So it's a big part of what I love missions. It's my heart, and evangelism. And so, it's been exciting to see how God's used it.
What has stirred interest in you for missions? Is there a certain influence in your life that led to that?
Honestly, I think growing up in our church, they were really mission-oriented. And so I think that we always had people that we knew from different countries. And one of our good friends became missionaries years ago. And we've always, of course, just been friends with them and stayed in contact. And so I started going overseas, to go and do concerts. So I started getting asked to play in Brazil and Germany and England and, you know, Scotland and Norway and all these different places. And I think what happened was, because of that, I started getting a heart, you know, for different countries and for the nations. And so I've been to 45 countries now, which is crazy to think about. And I feel like that God is just calling me to go to the nations to preach the gospel. And so he's allowing me to do it, and I'm going to keep doing it until he says stop. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. That kind of birthed it, I think, just missionary friends growing up around that, and then playing in all these different countries just gave me a heart.
Yeah. That's a fascinating journey, Jeremy. I would love to spend probably hours talking with you about, that line of questioning as far as countries you've been to. Speaking with Jeremy Camp, who is on the Hits Deep Tour, along with Toby Mac and many other artists at the Giant Center in Hershey, March 3rd. Joining Jeremy and Toby will be Jordan Feliz, We Are Messengers, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole. It's a great lineup. You can find details at the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. Jeremy, I'll ask you, what are some of the highlights that we can look for from your part of the concert?
You know, honestly, I think the whole night has a really seamless flow, which is really great. And everybody's heart is so sweet. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the tour and I'm supposed to say that. It really is going to be seamless in a lot of ways. I think from one artist to another, the heart is not going to change. You're not going to have this like, oh, that was different, and then, oh, that was weird. You know, it is going to be a seamless night that way. But in our set, definitely probably a little more worshipful, in a sense, like, because I'm be singing, you know, Same Power and Overcome, Christ in Me, and doing all those songs too. But just going to end up with a time of worship, and that's what's, I think, for me, really exciting.
All right. Well, we are glad to be playing your music, Jeremy, and one of the songs that we have been playing recently is The Answer, and I'm curious, how did that song come to be written and recorded? What's the background to that song?
So I was actually sitting with my friend, and we had been writing songs that day, and we're getting ready to leave. It's probably 6 o'clock at night, and we had been talking about just honestly what had been going on in the world, and there's just every day you wake up in the news, and it's just chaos, and people are like screaming for hope and looking for answers and all this kind of stuff. And we just kept both saying, and I was just like, man, we're going to keep searching, but Jesus is literally the answer to every question. And we started talking through this, and I started thinking about in scripture when you go through Genesis to Revelation, it talks about the names of Jesus. And, you know, he says, I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega. You know, I'm the comfort, I'm your shelter, I'm your refuge, I'm your shepherd, I'm your provider, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and the life, I'm all that. God really is, Jesus really is all that we need. He is truly the answer. And so as we were doing that, we're getting ready to leave, and we just started singing this melody. And I was like, man, I'm tired, let's go. And he goes, hold on, let's do this. Let's just keep going. And if in a few minutes we don't feel that it's actually the Lord leading us, then let's just stop. And I was like, okay, fine. So we started singing again. And all of a sudden, when I say the Holy Spirit fell, I felt the Holy Spirit fall in that room. Wrote that song in like an hour and a half. And then I sang that demo that night, and that same vocal that I sang that night was the same vocal I used on the album, because it was so real and fresh and authentic to what we were talking about. And it's just honestly, live has been such a huge, huge blessing to see how God's used it.
Well, Jeremy, looking forward to your appearance at the Giant Center in Hershey, March 3rd, the Hits Deep Tour, and hope it goes well for you tonight. For details, visit the Junction Center tab at WJTL.com. The concert starts at